Good day, and welcome to the quarterly All EN Payments call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Kimberly Cutler. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you so much, and good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the quarterly All EN Payments call. I am Kimberly Cutler, the TPM EN Payments Manager, and I'm also the host for today's call. The purpose of today's call is to provide clarification on processes and procedures related to payments. So the topics that we're going to cover today will include, we do have an announcement, we have ePay file stats, ePay reminders, information about submitting payments during ePay. We're going to review denial comments, a few payment help desk reminders, and then, of course, we have the resources that are available to you. And once we've completed all of the topics on today's agenda, for today's agenda, we will then open the call for questions and answers. So that's just a list of the topics that we're going to cover today. So we'll go ahead and move into our first topic on the next slide, which is actually the announcement that we wanted to cover. And you guys will know, or you do know, SSA sent out a GovDelivery message, I think on about March 8th, informing ENs of the transition from the DUNS to the UEI. So on April 4th, this took effect where federal agencies, including Social Security, switched from using the Data Universal Numbering System, which we also know as the DUNS. They switched that to a unique entity identifier, which is also the UEI. This is for federal awards and payments. So in order to ensure that we continue that, you know, for employment networks to continue as state VR agencies, the DUNS number will remain your official identifier. So we're not, so I don't want you to, you know, be concerned. We're still going to use the DUNS as your official identifier. And service providers, you know, you do not need to take any action at this time. However, we wanted you to know you will see SSA migrating away from the term DUNS and begin using the term PID or provider ID in its place. And SSA will store the UEI behind the scenes to properly process EN and VR payments. So just wanted to kind of just bring up that announcement again, letting you guys know that you don't need to take any action at this time. So wanted you to know if you start to see, you know, you don't see the DUNS, but you see the PID. Just wanted to kind of remind you guys of what that stands for and why there was a transition from the DUNS to the UEI. And you will be able to view your UEI by clicking on the View Directory Information About Your EN or S or VR link in the ticket portal. So you will be able to go see that information in the portal. So that was just the one announcement that we had for today. And moving to our next slide, which takes us into our agenda topics, what we want to talk about first would be the ePay file stats. I know everybody's excited about, like to hear those stats. So we did complete the last ePay file in March. And for the processing totals, we did pay 15,209 claims. For SSNs, we paid 4,271. And we paid a little over $8 million from that last ePay file. So those are the stats for the last ePay file. And as we always do, we like to provide ePay reminders, which is moving on to the next slide, because we did, TPM started processing the April ePay file this week. So because we started processing that file, we wanted to just provide some reminders again. So remembering that Phase 1 Milestones 4 is now paid via ePay, but ENs must still submit payment requests for Phase 1 Milestones 1 through 3 through the ticket portal with proof of relationship. So please make sure you remember when you're requesting Phase 1 Milestone 1 through 3 through the portal that you're also providing your proof of relationship. And just remembering that's either going to be your pay stubs, which pay stubs can be a standalone for your proof of relationship, or you would need to submit and complete and submit the proof of relationship form. Also reminder, wanted to remind that unassigned tickets are not included in ePay, and ENs must have passed their annual services and support review. So that's, You want to make sure that you've passed that so that you're eligible for ePay. And lastly, please remember that the ePay file is processed in SSN order, not, well, now used to be done, but now not provider ID order or not PID order. So those were just a few reminders when it comes to the ePay file that we want you guys just to kind of keep in mind. And staying on the lines of ePay, moving to the next slide here, submitting payments during ePay. When processing the last ePay file, we did see that there was an increase in the number of portal submitted claims, mainly outcome payments that were coming in while we were actually processing the ePay file. So we just want to make sure that you realize and remember that phase one milestones four, phase two milestones, and outcomes are paid via ePay. So because we are picking up these available payments while processing the ePay file, ENs are encouraged not to submit for these payment types via the portal when the ePay file is being processed, because submitting for such payments slows down processing and causes duplicate claim months. So, you know, we just want to make sure that, you know, you are allowing the ePay, allowing us to process all available phase one milestone four, phase twos, and outcomes via the portal, via ePay, and that you would hold off on, you know, submitting those types of payments through the portal during the time that we're processing ePay. Because if you submit a request for, again, phase one milestone four, phase two milestones, or outcomes during ePay, that SSN will not be processed until it comes up on the ePay list. So that's huge. So what we're saying is there's no need to submit for those payment types because we will pick it up on the ePay file. And, of course, if all payment criteria are met, then we're going to make sure that we're processing those payments. So we're just trying to make sure that we're cutting down on the number of duplicate claim months as we can. And we want you to just allow TPM to pay all available claims via ePay before requesting via the portal. And a lot of the cases that, you know, let me just say this. If you have proof of earnings, if you have evidence of earnings for the cases, then, of course, we want you to submit your evidence of earnings. But if there are earnings in SSA's database for your SSNs that are on ePay and the next available payment is a phase one milestone four, phase two milestone, or outcomes, we're going to make that payment. So that cuts out the need for you as the EN to have to gather information or go through the process of submitting a payment. We did send out a Gov delivery message with this information. So I know that there were a few questions, but again, we're hoping that we can clear it up by saying, you know, it only pertains to phase one milestones four, phase two milestones, and outcomes. Of course, just as a reminder I provided on the previous slide, you still have to request your phase one milestones one through three. Those you still have to request through the portal. And of course, if for some reason you're not eligible for ePay, which means you're EN, again, for whatever reason, if you guys are not eligible for ePay, then of course you must still submit all of your payment types via the portal. But I just want to kind of explain a little bit more about that. We do process portal cases while we're processing ePay, but again, those types of payments that I just mentioned, we want you guys to allow us to make those payments via ePay without you submitting it through the portal, because then we'll run into, you'll submit through the portal for an outcome payment, let's say for one of your ticket holders, and that ticket holder is listed on the ePay file. And so then we run into duplicate work. We run into an increase in the number of pending payments, which kind of slows down everything, you know, with processing everything. So we just want to make sure that you guys are mindful. And again, it's just what we are encouraging you guys to do is let ePay do what it was designed to do. And that is to make those payments for you. When we receive the file from SSA, again, it has all of the your SSNs on it if you are eligible for ePay. And so what we do at that time is we use all available earnings information that we have in SSA's database. We do a complete look of all the earnings in the different areas that are available to us. And if all payment criteria are met and all, you know, that includes the benefit status and your earnings. If that information is there, we're going to pay all available claims. You know, so if it's 12 outcomes at one point or three phase two milestones or one of your one phase one milestone four, we will make those payments as long as the information is in SSA's database. We'll make those payments for you. So that's what the ePay is designed to do. So we just wanted to send out the email we sent out the other day, the Gov delivery message, and also mention it here on this call, is we're just encouraging you to not submit for the phase one milestone four, phase two milestones, and outcomes once we start processing ePay file. And I mentioned we started processing the file this week. So please just allow us to process those claims for you. So that's why we wanted to mention this here and kind of just explain along with the Gov delivery message that went out. Okay. So moving to our next topic, on the last few calls that we've received or we've had, and the help desk, they, payments help desk, they have received a lot of questions about denials, about cases being denied, and ENs aren't aware why those cases were denied, not understanding. So we wanted to just make sure, because a while back, what SSA allowed was for ENs to be able to see not only the denial reason in the portal, but also see the comment. And so what and how you would get to that is once you log into your portal and you're on the main menu, you want to go to view ticket payments already made to me, right? So once you get there, you want to make sure that the include denials box is checked also from that page. So then you're going to click on the word denied. It's in blue and it's under the payment decision column for the reference number in question. So what you want to do is whatever reference number you're questioning about that denial, please make sure you click on the word denied. Again, it's in blue under the payment decision column. And now once you click on that dialog box, and I'm going to move to the next slide, once you click on that box, you will see the denial reason and comment. And the comment will elaborate on the denial reason code. So, you know, if you're following along, I'm on slide 8 right now. So, again, what you're going to see is that comment. You're going to see the denial reason. For example, it will say, you know, that the reason is not eligible for payment due to look-back earnings, right? So then you will see a comment that would say to go with that denial, say earnings above trial work level exist prior to the ticket assignment date. Ian is not entitled to receive phase one milestone one. So we want to make sure, and you have every right to question and understand why your cases or why your payments are being denied, because we don't want you to, you know, make the same mistake. We don't want to keep denying your case. So we want to just make sure that you're able to, in the portal, be able to see why the case was denied, you know, give you a little bit of information about why it was denied, so that you can understand if and when you choose to resubmit the case, your claim, what you would need to do. So please make sure that you are following, you know, those instructions for you to be able to see your denial reason and the code, because it is provided for you guys in the portal. And of course, if you see that information but you still have questions, then that's what the payments help desk, that's why they're available, so they could help explain that to you as well. But we wanted to give you as many resources as we can, and that's one of the resources, is being able to see your denial reason and the denial comment in the portal. Okay, so hopefully that helps with understanding your denials, or at least being able to see the denial and the comment. Okay, and speaking of the EN Payments Help Desk, you know, being able to explain different things to you guys, being able to explain denials if once you see the reason and once you see the comment, if you still have questions, of course, you can definitely reach out to the Payments Help Desk. And they do an amazing job with answering, you know, payment-related questions, but understand there's some information that they are unable to provide. And as you can see here on the slide, things that the Help Desk staff cannot provide would be earnings in SSA's database. So we can't tell you what the earnings are. We cannot give you the needed clean months to complete your proof of relationship form. We cannot provide benefit status for the ticket holder. We cannot provide the ticket holder's current entitlement. And we cannot provide claim months to request for payment. So sometimes we get those requests through the help desk, but we just want you guys to be sure or be aware that certain information we just cannot provide. And then, of course, we are encouraging you to have that relationship with your ticket holders, right, so that you can, you know, that they're submitting their pay stubs and that you're getting that information, that they're sharing with you, you know, their benefit status, they're sharing with you their current entitlement, you know, and you can use the payments at a glance to kind of figure out, you know, when we talk about claim months, we don't give you the claim months, but you can use that to determine based on your last payment, right? So if you got a favor, then you would know how many months you need for the next payment, and then you can look at your months of earnings and get that information there. But the help desk will not be able to give you that information. Now, the help desk staff can provide, like I talked about earlier, the reason for denial, right? Helping you understand what that denial means and the comment. They can also provide an explanation for outreach emails because, of course, when TPM staff, when we're processing a payment, if we need additional information, then the help desk will provide an outreach to the ENs requesting that information. So, of course, once you receive the information from the outreach emails, if you have questions about what exactly it is you need to submit, or if you felt like, hey, I've already submitted that, why are you asking for that information again, please reach out to the help desk, and they will be more than willing to help, you know, explain the outreach email, explain what information we need. So they're one of the biggest resources that you guys will have when it comes to payment-related questions and, you know, payments, denials. And please make sure you reach out, you know, for information, but please also be mindful of what the help desk staff cannot provide. Okay. And so believe it or not, because it's only 1:23, but we've covered all the agenda topics that we had listed for today. But we do invite you to share topics that you would be interested in discussing through this forum. Now, of course, our goal is to help educate you and provide clarification on processes and procedures related to payments. But we also want to hear from you guys. So please send your topics to the EN Payments Help Desk. And here on this slide, you can actually see where you should send that. So it's the EN Payments Help Desk at yourtickettowork.ssa.gov. And with these, you know, we have our calls every quarter. So please, you know, if you think of some topics that you would like for us to discuss, payment-related topics that you would like for us to discuss during this forum, please email those topics to the help desk. Now, we cannot guarantee that every topic will be covered, but at least we can, you know, we can hear what you have to say. And if it's something, again, payment-related topic, we can do the best we can to try to add that to our agenda so that we can get that information covered. And as I mentioned, the Payments Help Desk, and I'm on slide 11, I mentioned that the Payments Help Desk is one of your best resources, right? So here on this slide, you actually can see that you can contact the help desk via phone or email. And so you have here under phone, you do have the different options that you can press when reaching out to the help desk. And, of course, for payment-related issues, if you're going to email, you want to email those to the EN Payments Help Desk at yourtickettowork.ssa.gov. And if you have questions and issues related to ticket assignment or the service provider website and the ticket portal, then you want to send those emails to ensystemshelp@yourtickettowork.ssa.gov. And please, please remember when emailing, you cannot email personal identifiable information. You can't put it in attachment. It can't be in the body of the email. So please be mindful of that. But whether you choose to contact the help desk via phone or via email, they are a great resource, and I do encourage you to take advantage of those resources if you have any questions. Okay? And this concludes the presentation portal today's call. portion of today's call, sorry. Now, what we're going to do is we will open the lines for payment-related questions. And I will like to say this. Please remember that if you would like information on a specific case, you are encouraged to contact the EN Payments Help Desk so that they can conduct a detailed review of the case. Because if you're asking for, you know, a lot of details, you know, why was this case denied and why did I have this, we're not going to be able to answer that call today because we do not have all of the details in front of us. So, again, using those resources from the previous slide, please make sure that if it's a very specific case that you're reaching out to the help desk, because that would be a better platform of getting your questions answered via this platform here. So with that being said, I would like to go ahead and open the line for questions at this time.
All right, thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. We kindly ask that you limit yourself to one question and only one follow-up question. Again, that is star 1 to ask a question. We will pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions. And we'll go ahead and take our first question from Frederick Eddington with Body of Christ Assembly.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm good, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yes. You said only one question. I actually have two, but I'll ask this one is the most important. I understood you to say that if a person have passed their annual review, then they qualify for the e-payment. So then that means that if we have, I would say 75% of my EINs have not passed the annual review, but they yet have stubs or they yet qualify. I mean, I can, they're yet in the system. Those have to be submitted, right? Even if they're in phase one milestone four or phase two or milestone payment, if they have not passed the annual, we still need to submit them.
Okay, so the annual reviews, supports and reviews, that is for the employment network to pass, not your ticket holders. So if you, as the employer, as the EN, as long as you have provided or you have passed your annual support and review, then your EN would be eligible for ePay, which means all of your tickets or all of your clients would be on the ePay file if the next available payment is the phase one milestone four, phase two milestone, or outcome. So it's not based on whether or not what your ticket holders are doing. This is more for ePay is designed for employment networks. So if the employment network is approved to be on the ePay file, then that means all of your all of your ticket holders with the next available payment of a phase one milestone four, phase two milestone, or outcome will be included on the ePay file.
Okay, well, that's kind of confusing to me, primarily because the majority of my EINs on the last ePay, they did not come up on ePay, and I had to submit the payment in. Some of them
right.
Still were.
Now, you're saying your ENs. You mean your ticket holders? Because you're the EN.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
I'm sorry.
So you're, no, that's fine. That, you're fine. And, of course, now, if your ticket holders are not coming up, then that remember, phase one milestones 1 through 3 must be submitted through the portal. So those cases must be, those payments must be addressed. Your phase one milestones 1 through 3 must be addressed before that ticket holder can go on the ePay file. And what I mean by address is they would have to be either paid or denied due to an exclusion. So if you had some ticket holders that did not come up on ePay, then one, it could mean that we didn't have any available earnings to make the payment, if it was, you know, if the next available payment was a phase one milestone four, phase two milestone or outcome, it could be that we didn't have any earnings to satisfy the payment, or again, the next available payment was a phase one milestone 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah,
no, I hope that answered your question.
Okay. I do understand that, but I also still had people that were denied because in the portal it showed that they were eligible for, say, phase one milestone 3 and 4, and say I had proof for 3, or I provided. Well, no. They were available. They were eligible for, say, 2 and 3. I had proof for 3, but didn't have proof for 4. I had stuff for 3, but not stuff for 2. So they were denied because I had only stubs for the latter one rather than the one before that, and the client wasn't able to produce the stubs for the one before that, so I got denied both.
Right, and I understand. So before we move on, I just want to make sure. The reason for that particular case, remember, phase one milestones 1, phase one milestone 2, and phase one milestone 3 must be addressed before that SSN will move to the ePay file. So at the time that the last ePay file was created, or that time when we started processing, because your phase one milestones 1, 2, and 3 were not addressed, that SSN was not going to be on the ePay file. So to be clear. And if you have other questions, you know, because it seems like you said, you're just not sure, please reach out. Please reach out to the help desk, because that's why, again, without having a particular SSN or looking at, you know, the exact case, it's kind of hard to gauge it or to provide detailed information. But just what you were saying before, that SSN or those SSNs were not on ePay because we had not paid or denied your phase one milestone ones due to an exclusion. So those are the ones that I would encourage you to reach out to the help desk for.
Okay.
And they'll be able to help you, because we want to make sure you understand ePay. But that's the gist of it, is that it has to, you know, we only pay phase one milestones for phase two milestones and outcomes.
All right. Again, that is star 1 to ask a question. If you find your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. We'll go ahead and take our next question from Jamie Schmitz with AES.
Hi. Good afternoon. We realize that you guys are very busy with processing and trying very hard to get everything processed in a timely manner. Is there an estimation when we may be able to go back? I know your goal is the 30 days, and right now we're more towards the 45 days in terms of TPM processing into allowed or denied. Do you know when there's an estimation of when it may go back to the 30 days?
I will go ahead and say this. We are processing cases within 30 days, where we did send out a message not too long ago, just letting everyone know that cases are processed within 30 days unless we have to send those cases for further review. And so sometimes if we get a payment request and it's based on earnings already proven, there may be some discrepancies in the system. So we need to have that particular case will have to go through an additional review. And so with those cases, yeah, we may not process them in 30 days, but they will be processed within 45. So right now, I think we are processing all cases within or less than 45 days for those that we have to do further research for. But by all means, if you do have a case that you feel that's outside of the 45 days, please contact the EN Payments Help Desk. But please remember, you know, let's give it the whole 45 days. So if it's 38 days or 40 days, let's give them the 45 days, because that's where we are with making sure. But if you're submitting a payment request, you know, with your evidence of earnings, which are always best, right, all of those cases will be processed within 30 days. It's just the cases that when you're submitting payments based on the message that you receive in the portal, earnings already established, if when you first submit it, if we do not see that information, again, we're not just outright denying the case. We're just doing a further review of the case, and that is what requires the additional time rather than just denying the cases. So we ask that you just allow that, and we did kind of notify you guys that sometimes it will take up to 45 days for those cases.
Okay. I thank you for your time.
Okay. I'm sorry. Thank you for your question.
All right. We'll go ahead and take our next question from Anthony Robb with Team Management 2000.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hello? You can hear me,
Hi,
right?
I can hear you. Yes.
Okay. The performance, I was recently suited. I did the performance and reports review. Is that how you say it? I'm actually in the car. I thought I was going to get some notification whether or not I passed. I got nothing. How do you know if you passed it? You don't get anything?
That's a good question. I would think that if you should get some type of notification. What I would encourage you to do is for the same contact that reached out to you about your review, your annual services and support review, I would encourage you to just contact them, respond to that email so that they can give you the status of where you are with your review.
Okay, I'll do that because I've been patting myself on the back because I hadn't had no news is good news, right?
Yep, that's true.
Can I ask one more quick question?
I usually go by that too, but I would prefer that you reach out.
I will reach out because I'm new at this. I have one other quick question.
Okay.
Why is it taking so long? I used to submit a claim on a Friday, and by Monday, bam, the money was there, approved, allowed. What's the difference? Is it the change of hands on the contractor?
Well, what we're running into, of course, we kind of spoiled you guys, and we take responsibility for that because we were processing in such a timely manner. But as, you know, we get a lot of cases that come in, sometimes, you know, when we don't get as many cases, we're able to process cases faster. And sometimes we get a lot of cases in that require, you know, we do the first in, first out rule. So it just really depends. Like, well, of course, you know, we can't control how many cases come in on a given day, how many payment requests, should I say, that come in on a given day. But there are times when the amount of cases submitted, it kind of slows down, and that's usually when you'll see that we're processing cases in a short turnaround time. But that's why we've always said, you know, we have 30 days to process your claim. So, yeah, so it was just when we were processing your claims next day, we just didn't have that many pending claims. But now we start to see an increase, you know, more people, you know, going back to work. So more people, more ENs are submitting payment requests. So it just depends. But we do process first in, first out. We hope to get back to that, you know, that we have a quick turnaround. But, again, that's usually not the norm. But we just ask that you guys continue to be patient and continue to understand that we have 30 days to process your claim.
We'll do, because you got company kind of hooked. I've never been to a casino before, and the ticket portal had become like a slot machine for me. Thank you, dear.
You're welcome, sir.
And we'll take
I just wanted to take a break.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, we can go ahead and take the next call from the phone, but then I wanted to see if we had any questions in the chat. But we'll take from the phone right now.
Okay, great. We'll go ahead and take our next question from Miranda Ray with Arkansas Support Network.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I don't want to keep bringing up the same topics, but my employment network, we are a nonprofit, and one of the biggest things, because we have been manually submitting our payments for, I'd say, the last 2 years at least, and it has seemed to speed up when we get paid because working at a nonprofit, our board is wanting to have a more accurate way to pinpoint when we would get payments for our bookkeeping and things like that. And so I guess what do I need to tell them as far as when we can anticipate payments? Because we all know as well that Social Security is so backed up right now. So I don't think they're going to have the most recent check stubs for any of my individuals until, like, you know, 5-6 months from now, just because of how bad things have been lately. And so I just, is there a way that we can better estimate when we're getting those payments through ePay? Because I don't really remember the last time I got a payment, or we got a payment through ePay, just because manually submitting them seems like it helps, because we're able to provide that proof of relationship to you guys when Social Security is very backed up.
Right, and I understand your concern, but, you know, as I stated, we have 30 days to process the claim, and I know that, like you said, you have information that you need to take back. The only thing that I would take back is that from the day you submit your claim, let them know, like, okay, I have 30 days. We should receive, you know, payment. It should be processed within that 30 days. Other than that, I can't provide any other estimate, because we stick with the 30 days. We make sure that they are processed within that 30 days. So that's the estimate. It's 30 days. And, of course, if you submit your payment request and you're providing evidence of earnings, that's the preference. But even with that, it's still 30 days to process your claim.
So we still go through the ticket portal and, you know, submit a claim for whatever claim month, and then providing those check stubs. It's just I guess I'm confused what, like, ePay, and my understanding is we don't have to submit for the claim month through the portal, or am I just completely off there?
No, you're right. You still have to submit phase one milestones 1 through 3. You still have to submit those through the portal with your proof of relationship, because they are not captured on ePay. If it's a phase one milestone 4, phase two milestone or outcomes, and you are eligible for ePay, then that ticket holder will be on the ePay file. And if we have earnings in the system and all other payment criteria are met, we will make the payment. And the ePay file, SSA usually generates that file each quarter. And so, like I said, you know, we finished the last ePay file in March, and we just started our April ePay file this week. So again, if it's a phase one milestone 1 through 3, you have to still submit that through the portal, and we process those cases first in, first out, and again, within that 30-day time frame.
Okay. I guess I'm just more worried about the ones that ePay is supposed to do. That timeline is quarterly, I guess?
Right. So we usually, SSA will generate the ePay file once a quarter, and then we will start processing the ePay file. But we continue to process portal submitted claims, and we also process ePay file. We do that simultaneously. So you could, you know, for your phase one milestones 1 through 3, please submit those through the portal. And then your phase twos, your phase one milestone 4, phase twos and outcomes allow us to process available payments on the ePay file. And the ePay file could last, depending on the size of the ePay file, you know, it could take a month to process. We're not sure. Just again, depends on the number. And just remember, it's processed in order of SSN, the ePay file. So even though we start the ePay file and let's say it takes a month, if your SSN is on that, your SSNs are on the ePay file, and because that's the order it's processed, you could get payments throughout the entire time that we're processing ePay during that month or month and a half, or however long it takes us to complete the number of SSNs that we receive on the file.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And what I would like to do now. Right, we'll come back to the phone in 1 second. Yeah, thank you. We'll come back to the phone, but I just wanted to see Ms. Tennessee or Rebecca, do we have any questions in the chat? Or are you guys good with just answering everything?
Okay. We have quite a few questions through the chat. We're vigorously answering those, but one thing that could you please put out to everyone who's on the call, where they can find the exact place and on the website that they can find the slides. I did respond that it's under archives, but I know you could give more specific details as to how they can get to for today's presentation.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Tennessee. Yes, where you would actually find is just like you said, Ms. Tennessee, if you go to the Ticket to Work website and you click under, on the left-hand side, you'll see events. And under events, you will see archives. And then you will see the national all calls. And you will see the very first group is the 2022 national all calls. And under all EN payments call is where you will find the presentation. So I know I just said a lot. So you're going to go to Ticket to Work, the website, under training and events. To the left, you will see the events. You will see events, and then you will click on archives. And you will scroll down just a little, and you will see your 2022 national all calls. And in the right-hand column is the all EN payments call, and you will see the presentation there for the second quarter, April through June. Mm-hmm. And did you have any other questions in the chat that we should address, Ms. Tennessee, or should we just go back to the phone line?
I have two that I did answer in the chat, but I do want to make sure that everybody gets it. Someone has submitted the request, not a request, but made a statement that the last time we did ePay, it took about six weeks, and could they expect, could ENs expect this in the future? And I wrote back that it's possible that we could. This ePay file we're working on now has over 16,000 SSNs. We don't fast-track ePay. We perform and assess a full assessment on each SSN, just as we do for requests coming through the portal. We look at the status of the beneficiary, and we look at the earnings and some other information. So we perform a full assessment. We don't take any shortcuts just because it's ePay. So depending on our volume, it could take that long because at the same time, our staff is also processing portal claims. And again, when we have duplicates, we have two different people working on the same claim. So that's why we have made the request to reduce the number of outcomes or phase twos from the beginning of our ePay processing, because that person who's doing a portal claim that's a duplicate could be working on another case. There was another question about, one person wanted to know, one EM wanted to know if they could get a list of SSNs on ePay, and I just responded, we can't do that. Again, we have over 16,000 SSNs. We just can't do that. Now, if, again, I had mentioned or responded to someone who wanted to know if they were on ePay, all ENs are on ePay unless SSA notifies them that they are not. So if you're EN and you have not been told that you're not on ePay, then we would look at your PID, and based on the selection criteria that SSA makes for SSNs on ePay, then your client would be on ePay file. Now, what we look at is this. We look at earnings. We look at what your last payment was. Now, if your last payment was a phase one milestone three, and there are not enough earnings to cover a phase one milestone four, then that SSN would not be there. If the ticket was unassigned, that SSN would not be there. So any SSN that meets the criteria that we have for ePay, your SSN will be there. Now, if you believe once the ePay file is completed, and again, there is going to be an announcement in the portal that we've completed ePay, and you believe that your SSN was, your payment was overlooked, you can submit that. You may have some information that maybe we didn't have. And specifically, I would say if you have any claim months that are January through March of 2022, more than likely those claim months would not be in ePay because of the fact we don't have those earnings. But any claim month before January 2022, and we have the earnings, it's going to be on ePay and the other criteria that we have. So that's it, Cam. I just thought I would make that clear because it seemed like multiple ENs might have had questions on those two issues.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ms. Tivity. All right. And I know we have some more questions, so we can go back to the phone lines, please.
Okay, great. We'll go ahead and take our next question from Tortilla Williams with Workforce Essentials.
Hello. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. Okay, this is my name is Portia Williams, and I recently took over this EN. My supervisor retired in January. So what I was taught by her was that we never have to request any payments. So I have never requested a payment before. So I don't know if we have, like, missed out on something, if I need to have a private conversation with someone, or if there is even possible to go back and do anything differently. So I was just told that I didn't have to worry about requesting any payments, that everything was done automatically. So, but it sounds
like that's
not the
case. And
what's the name
of your EN?
Workforce
Essentials. And what type of – okay. So for –
it's in an American
Job
Center.
Right. So for Workforce and Veteran Board, that you were correct. For your payments, you guys, we usually make your payments through the e-pay. But I would just encourage you to contact the help desk offline so they can provide a little bit more about that process. But we do pick up for each quarter, remembering that we make payments. The e-pay file is administered each quarter. So just remember that that's when we would pick up payments for your type of EN. So you were given the right information, but I want to just make sure that it's explained all the way through for you. So I would encourage you to contact the help desk. And if need be, the help desk can give you my contact information and I can explain it to you. But for your agency, yes, you still, like, each quarter should receive payments for, of course, if you have clients that meet the payment criteria, then we would make those payments on the e-pay file for workforce agencies.
Okay. That's what I wanted to make sure. I was like, I just need to check because most of the time that's never mentioned on any of the calls, like the difference. And I'm like, I think our payments are coming, but I just wanted to ask for myself. So thank you.
You're welcome.
And we'll take our next question again from Anthony Robb with Team Management 2000.
I always have more than one. So I think I'm understanding this correctly. The unassigned clients, if they've had phase one, milestone one, two, and three, and earnings show up that they have floors there, that's not part of the e-pay. I'm going to have to submit the proof of relationship if I can't ascertain pay stubs from them, right, in order to get that floor from the unassigned person?
That is correct. Unassigned tickets are not included in e-pay.
Okay. And what was the other one I had? Okay. A couple of my clients, I submitted for phase one, milestone one through four, received those, and then submitted for phase two milestones, but they're showing as outcome payments. And they're not eligible for outcome payments because they're still receiving benefits because they have a child on their thing. Is that going to be addressed on changing that back up in the portal? That these are actually
now that would be,
11?
That would be one of the cases that I would encourage you to reach out to the help desk. Just to make sure, again, I don't have the details of why you submitted a phase two and an outcome was paid. Normally, if the case, a general response to that is if you request for a phase two milestone payment, but we can see in SSA's database that for that claim month that you're requesting that the benefits went into suspense, rather than not getting paid at all, we actually will deny your request for the phase two milestone, and we will make the outcome payment because that's the criteria that's met. So we will make that payment. But I think what you kind of said was they were, you know, still in current pay, and there may be some extenuating circumstances.
Yes.
So for those cases, So I would encourage you to reach out to the help desk so they can look at the particular case and be able to provide you with a detailed response.
And prior to, thank you, and prior to the ePay, you know, you starting that, are earnings updated in the portal at 11 p.m. every night?
Well,
like I
the
young lady mentioned, like February, February, March, if you have earnings for those, they won't be in ePay. But sometimes they're updated in the portal. There are updates to the portal aside from payments every night.
Well, I can't speak to every night. I can tell you that it's real time. So I can tell you as the information comes available through the field office and the information is in the system. But I definitely couldn't say that it's every night. I think it's just once it's available, it goes into the portal. And you guys
because
are able
I,
to see
aside
it.
From trying to help people, aside from helping trying to get clients jobs, I'm on the portal like 2 hours a day, and I go back to unassigned clients because I see earnings often update in them, and I unassign them because at some point they kind of drop off, and they don't get back in touch with me until something happens with their benefits, and then that's when they will give a call back.
Okay.
So I spent like 2 hours on the portal. I don't expect anything from ePay because I always submit payments.
Okay, but now remember what we're encouraging you. You said you're always submitting payments, but just remember if it's a
payment. But I'm holding off now because you're doing ePay right now.
Right. We're processing
ePay,
so it's good. Thank you for that. That's what we're hoping is that, you know, when you see now that we're processing ePay, let ePay take its course and pay those available phase one milestones for phase twos and outcomes. So thank you for holding off on that and letting ePay make those payments for you. Thank you. That's exactly what we're hoping you guys will do.
And we'll go ahead and move on to our next question from Ken Williams with Adelante.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon, sir.
What I want to know is, I know Social Security has a goal to, and I'm watching the chat here, to run quarterly ePays on a quarterly basis. However, is there going to be time in between those quarterly ePays to run manual requests for the phase one milestone for phase two and outcome payments?
I'm not sure of your question. What do you mean manually run? Like when we're not processing ePays,
I go into the portal and request it, is what I'm saying. Instead of waiting for ePay, I mean, this is the problem with ePay. ePay does not catch all eligible payments. Even on the last ePay file, I was still able to go into the portal, find verified earnings for outcome payments, and get paid that were not caught on the ePay file. So ePay is not 100%. So what I'm asking is if Social Security plans on running their ePay files on the mark every single quarter, that means nonstop. That means there's no time for an employment network to submit through the portal a phase one milestone four or phase two or outcome payments.
No, I'm not going to say there's not time.
I was going to say our volumes say otherwise as far as what we're receiving. And we can receive anywhere from 200 to 1,000 claims a day. So we through the portal. And we're processing those claims. So that does not support what you're saying. Now, it may be an issue that some of your beneficiaries, for some reason, do not show up on ePay. And that's possible. It's possible that at the time we run the ePay file, the latest quarterly earnings information may not have updated. Or it could be, as I stated before, this is really a good example for the period January, March, which is the last quarter, January through March 2022, we may not, or SSA's quarterly earnings may not be posted for that period. So that's a good, I'm just giving you something, because if you're expecting payments off of ePay, these may be claim months you may not see, only those months, anything prior to that, those SSAs you get on ePay.
Yeah, I get that, but these aren't recent quarters. These are quarters that are, you know, 12, 18 months old. So what I'm asking though is you're telling us that you don't want us to submit phase one milestone three, mm-hmm. phase two, or mm-hmm. outcome payments during the e-pay file. So we're supposed to wait until the end of that e-pay file to see whether it flushed out those payments or not. And if it didn't, if you start another quarterly e-pay, then I'm not able to go in and request it then either, because you're telling me not to do it until such time that e-pay actually catches it.
What we're saying, and this is Kim, we are encouraging you, and I think that's the key word there. We are encouraging you to not submit phase one milestone four, phase two, and outcomes while we're processing e-pay. But like Ms. Tennessee said, there may be times, I just want to explain. So there may be times, like you said, it's not 100%, so it's not catching all of your cases. And there could be, Ms. Tennessee kind of named a few of them. But by all means, sir, we're not telling you, like, absolutely not. And, you know, if you're like, well, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and submit. We're just encouraging you not to do it. And just remembering that the e-pay file is processed by SSN. So if we started it this week, you could get payments throughout the entire time of processing. You could have a couple of SS. Okay. Well, I just want to make sure that you understood, but we're not telling you, we don't want to hinder your payments at all. So of course,
what you're saying is that you're not going to run any payment request that I put in for a phase one milestone for a phase two or outcomes. And you won't process that until you have finished your e-pay file in hopes that it shows up on the e-pay file. So at a very minimum, I'm having to wait until you finish your e-pay file to see whether those were actually flushed out or not. And then you're going to address my payments that I submitted during that e-pay file. Is that what I'm hearing?
No, sir. That is not.
This is Janelle Bradger.
Okay.
I'm Ticket Operations Manager, and Kim and Deborah have been doing a fabulous job trying to explain this to you, but I think there's one important fact that I want to make sure is crystal clear. When we process the e-pay file, it doesn't take a whole quarter, because I know that that's one part of what hasn't been addressed. There is time, once that's processed, for you to then figure out what has not been processed or what you were calling overlooked, and then you can submit those before we get to the next e-pay file. So there is time.
That's all I was after. It just sounded like my hands were going to be tied and not be able to submit those, and I was going to have to wait until Social Security somehow finds the money in their system to make that payment. That's all I wanted. There's going to be time in between for us to go into the portal and request those payments on our own.
For sure, there will be time.
Correct.
Perfect.
I just wanted to chime in. This is Katie Strabinger from SSA. I just wanted to chime in. So, and I think you were pointing to the last e-pay file, right, how long it took to process. It's because, as Kim pointed out, right, there were all these duplicate claims, right? It took us longer to process the e-pay file because we were also trying to address duplicate claims that were coming in at the same time we were processing. The file should not and will not take that long to process if the staff can just go through, process, work that file, and then we can send something out. We were going to, you know, we usually do put something in the portal, but if a blast would be useful to the ENs, we can certainly send out a blast, and we can send you out something letting you know we have completed the EN portion of the e-pay file. You know, you can go in and submit requests for anything that, you know, you did not see processed. So, you know, if we're trying to make it so that we can pay this e-pay file efficiently, and then you can do that research on your side, you know, what didn't get paid via e-pay, what do I need to go back in and request? So that is, you know, we do feel like the blast that we sent out, right, the what we've been trying to communicate on this call, we think it's going to serve everybody and it's going to improve the process. So it doesn't feel like we are, you know, taking 8 weeks to process an e-pay file when it has never taken that long before. We're trying to make every process is as efficient as possible, and we're asking for your help by letting us process that e-pay file so that we're, you know, it does slow us down when we're working on an SSN, and then we look, and, oh, well, there's one in the portal, and now we have to go look at the case in the portal, and we have to, you know, adjudicate the one in the portal, and we have to check all the things submitted with the portal. It slows down the ePay file if there are portal cases for that same SSN submitted at the same time. We would like to process that file as efficiently as possible, which will benefit everyone. So I just wanted to chime in with that.
Thank you, Katie.
We'll go ahead and move on to our next question from, again, Anthony Rum.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
And we are 6 past the hour, so let's just go ahead and take one more call or one more question, I'm sorry.
There actually appears to be no more phone questions at this time.
Well, isn't that lovely? Okay. Okay, so we had some good questions. And again, I just want thank you guys for your questions. We always want to make sure that we're giving you the responses, we're giving you the information that you need. Of course, we know we only have about an hour or so to cover everything, so that's why I definitely encourage you to reach out to the Payments Help Desk. Again, they are doing an amazing job with answering your questions, so you can call them, you can email them, and I promise you, you will get a response from them, even if it involves reaching out to, you know, to me or SSA. We're going to make sure that you get those questions answered. So I just want to thank you for your patience on today's call. Again, it was a great call today. We got some very good questions. Thank you. And I just want to invite you to join us on our next call, which will be July 26th. I think that's the next call. But please remember, if you have some topics that you would like for us to discuss, you know, add to our agenda for the presentation, please email them in to the Payments Help Desk so we can, you know, take a look at those and see, you know, how we can prepare to make sure to get those topics included to get your questions answered. So, again, thank you all for your time today. And if we don't speak to you before, we hope that you enjoy the rest of your week, and we will see you on our next call on July 26th. Thank you so much.
And this concludes today's call. Thank you all for your participation. You may now disconnect.